This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
For another edition of Good Day Health. This time, Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us from his cardiological clinic in Florida. One of the best known cardiologists in the country, certainly very well known in Florida. Dr. Ken is here to actually answer some of the questions you have later on. We'll have Ken's questions or answers from Dr. Quinn. Do you remember that show, the TV show, Dr. Quinn Medicine?
Q-U-I-N-N.
Why in the world was I thinking of that with Ken? Ken and Quinn. Okay, close enough. We got a lot of things to talk about today, as is the usual case. Ken goes through all of these heart journals, all the regular journals, but there were a lot of heart sessions this week because it's the annual meeting of the American Heart Association. So many of the things that Ken has to report on have to do with his specialty because he's a cardiologist. So shall we start and get going here? The aggressive moves against e-cigarettes. Let's start there. This is not only here in our country, Ken, apparently, but all around but certainly in Europe. I don't know if the rest of the world fits into this, but certainly in Europe.
Well, what else? There's an information dump this week from studies on e-cigarettes, and it's all not good for your health. If you're using e-cigarettes, you're not doing it for your health. So there's a report both at
Hold on a second. The premise at first with the Juul was that you would use it to get off of cigarettes. That was the premise at the beginning, wasn't it?
That was the premise, and we now know that the premise was incorrect, and that's what I think the news is this week. Your intuition is usually spot on.
Well, I saw something. We talked about it on the DJV program, how Altria, which is the largest tobacco company in the world and the owner of Juul, has taken a $4.5 billion write-off since all this negative news, the impact on their stock price. Can you imagine that? There's that kind of business, that kind of money in this?
Absolutely. And so there's a European report and then there's a report at the American Heart Association. So let's talk about them both. So in the European Heart Journal, just this week, we learned that electronic cigarettes, e-cigarettes for short, yes, as you were saying, Doug, were developed as a safer alternative to traditional cigarettes in an effort to help wean smokers off their harmful habit. However, there's increasing evidence that the liquid that goes into an e-cigarette and the materials of the device themselves, they contain dangerous levels of toxic substances that definitely can harm your health. E-cigarettes can provide a gateway to smoking and other addictive behaviors among teenagers who may see these devices as a social trend. So more bad things about e-cigarettes. And recently, there have been several cases of adolescents being hospitalized with severe health problems from e-cigarette use, actually requiring lung transplantation.
Wow. And right. We saw it. That happened. That 16-year-old that would have died had it not been for the lung transplant? Yes.
And then at the American Heart Association meeting in Philadelphia this week, we learned that e-cigarettes may cause as much and potentially even more cardiovascular harm to users than traditional cigarettes. So for the heart and the circulation, it's as bad or worse than smoking.
Wow. That's pretty damning. Too bad, because there was a good premise, the idea of helping people with a new product to quit smoking. But look at what's happened to it as you go down the pike. So, all right, so there's the first venture into what you want to know, what you need to know. If people in your family are using these e-cigarettes, good heavens, get them off of them as quickly as you can. Now, next item here that Ken has studied from this same meeting are jobs that affect women's heart health.
So they looked at a large sample, thousands of women, and they're trying to see if they can predict, based on employment, how healthy or unhealthy their heart will be. You want to guess what the most heart unhealthy, the most risky job for a woman to do that can damage their cardiovascular health?
I would guess offhand being a nurse in a hospital.
Well, close, but a social worker.
So really? So
it's possible to link women's occupation with an increased risk of heart disease or other cardiovascular problems. And it turns out that social workers may face the highest risk increase. Women who perform social work, Doug, are 36% more likely to experience heart health problems than those with other occupations. And right in second, you want to guess, but it's retail cashiers have a 33% higher risk of cardiovascular issues. And as you were mentioning, nurses, psychiatrists, and home health aides have an up to 16% higher likelihood of developing heart problems. Among these, nurses in particular, as you were suggesting, have a 14% higher risk of cardiovascular problems. And it's surprising because you would think that, here would be a group of people who would know how to keep their heart healthy. But there's also an association between some female occupations and a lower risk of cardiovascular health issues. You want to guess here?
No. Tell me.
This is tough.
My guessing's not always that good.
This is tough. Female real estate brokers and sales agents have a 24% lower risk of heart health problems than those in other lines of work, while administrative assistants have a 11% lower risk of cardiovascular issues. There weren't enough radio producers in this study to actually come up with a percent.
Okay, there aren't a lot of good ones around, and especially not a lot of good women. There ought to be more women in it because they're better than the men most of the time. At least that's been my experience over 5.5 decades of doing radio. All right, so Dr. Ken here going through a lot of the journals to give us an update on what to think about, what news there is that may affect you. That's what we're all about here, in part anyway, on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. The most recent Dr. Ken podcast is a focus on the downsides, the advice that comes from your doctor. I was talking to you about my cold, and that is a main part of the conversation in this. A lot of discussion of also testing early signs of diabetes, that's kind of that sort of thing. But with regard to what you and I talked about this last week during the program and after it, I had a very bad bronchial condition that lasted pretty much gone now. But at first we thought that it was bacterial, and then it turned out not to be bacterial. It turned out to be viral. And that's something you told me when I talked on the phone. There's nothing you can do, even though there are some people that are still trying to push pills to get rid of.
And I'm not so sure yours wasn't bacterial, because you certainly got a lot better after getting your
antibiotic. I had a Z-Pack. You had a Z-Pack. So tell people what if they have a bacterial.
I most humbly think it was bacterial. And you sound enormously better. And
I'm much better. I've still got a cough, kind of, or hacking up the mucus that's there, but it's much, much, much better.
You don't usually cough up sputum that's colored yellow. Mm-hmm. And when I heard that you were making a colored sputum, you know, it's not 100%, but it's more commonly bacterial.
Yeah.
And I thought you had garden variety walking pneumonia. In an adult, and I gave you, I started you on an antibiotic, a Z-Pak, which is commonly used for walking pneumonia that's due to a bacteria, not a virus, because if it's a virus, then it won't help. And you had amazing amount of chest congestion. We gave you some Mucinex to loosen that up, and a lot of fluids to help loosen that up.
A lot of vitamin C and that kind of
and
stuff.
And other than going to the Ohio State game in 40-degree weather, you listened to everything I said?
40-degree. It was 20 degrees. It was miserable, awful. But
that was the peak.
And I had traveled the night before to New York, and so I was on and off of 4 planes in 2.5 days. And that kind of stuff never, and I'm getting on a plane later today. That stuff never really helps you because you're confined in a tin can for any number of hours. And, you know, the air is recirculated rather than taken in from the outside, which probably would be better off, except it's more expensive for the air. Isn't that amazing? It costs the plane. They got it down to the point where they know how much it costs to bring air in from outside to circulate in the plane versus inside, and it's cheaper to recirculate the inside air, so that's what they do. When I learned that, I thought, these guys are really about the pennies, aren't they? Nickels and dimes. All right, we continue. Dr. Ken from Lake Cardiology down in Montoro, Florida, here with us. If you want to contact Ken, great way to do it is to give him a buzz. 352-735-1400 gets to the connection line, so you can go spend some time with Ken. He'll give you a good, thorough, top to, what he calls it, head-to-toe medicine. Even though he's a cardiologist, he can look at all of the things, and you're going to feel confident when you leave his office. Like you feel confident when you listen to him on the radio that you're going to have some good results if you take advantage of the expertise and the advice that he gives you. So, Lake Cardiology number again, 352-735-1400, especially for the people that are in that area listening to us on the Orlando station, 352-735-1400. Here's a way to get healthy. Ken and I talk about this because it has so much of a bearing on your overall health and well-being, and that is your weight. And as we go into the holiday season, how about you have a defense against gaining weight by getting on to the Calotren program, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. This is one of the most successful campaigns, that's what we call them when we're talking about advertisers, that we've ever done on our program, various programs, because this stuff works. People try it and they see it does work. You got to stick with it, though. It's not going to happen overnight. It's not a shotgun approach. You got to take it consistently and stay in touch with yourself, with your vitals, and how much weight you're losing on an average week. It's a 4 or 5 month program, actually, because not only do you lose the weight, but you, as part of the ingredients, collagen protein, you jumpstart your body's production of collagen by supplementing it, and that's really what pushes out the fat, helps you lose the weight, and keep it off. So we want you to lose the weight, yes. We want you to keep it off, yes. And we want you to start now. Go to Calotren.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calotren.com. Use the DJV code. You'll not only save a lot of money with the deals that they have, but you'll get free shipping as well. Lots of resources on their website, too, for healthy weight loss. That's Calotren.com. Use the code DJV to save on the purchase.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
This is sponsored by Humana. If you are a veteran considering Medicare options, you'll have the opportunity to maximize your coverage by selecting a Medicare Advantage plan in 2020 that won't interfere with your existing Veterans Affairs, VA healthcare benefits. Humana's Medicare Advantage Honor Plans can expand your Medicare options. Ed Sendrick of Humana.
The launch of Humana Honor is a natural next step in our commitment to veterans. Enrolling in a Medicare Advantage plan provides access to additional services and benefits, like urgent care and dental coverage, while the VA continues to provide prescription drug coverage and primary care.
It's important veterans understand how Humana's Medicare Advantage Honor Plans complement VA benefits in order to maximize veterans' health coverage. The Medicare Advantage plans provide extra benefits and services, expand medical provider options, and are open to everyone with Medicare. For more, visit Humana.com/Medicare. Humana.com/Medicare.
Mom. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
In the doctor mode. Good day, health doctor Ken Kronhaus here. I'm Doug Steffen, focusing on the research Ken has done. We'll get some questions for Dr. Ken later on here. Exercise and what that does to your lifespan. There are all kinds of comparatives here, Ken. I guess there are all kinds of bellwethers, of benchmarks that people, doctors like you, use to sort of be predictive. This person's going to live this long. Matter of fact, there's a, we talked about, I think, a couple of days ago on the DGB program, a new kind of, you know, those 23andMe and all those things. You do the DNA. But there's one new one now that predicts how, and supposedly pretty accurately, how long you actually will live.
You're talking about the telomeres, I think.
Okay, maybe, yeah, all right.
The edges of your DNA.
But, yes, but, yeah.
But doctors are not good, at least in the past, at predicting people's longevity on planet Earth. I can't tell you. I probably meet a patient a month who tells me about how the doctor told them, you know, 20 years ago they wouldn't be alive.
Right.
And, and I try not to take my crystal ball out very often. And
would you think it and then you just don't say it? Or is that what
well,
you do?
Well, I know that we're not that good at predicting it, but certainly if I see something, I may not say something, but I'll try to address it and correct it if I can to prolong your life as best I can as, you know, as a preventive cardiologist. But we're just not all that good at predicting. But, and the reason may be is we now have even a better way of doing this, and this may give us some ability to be better. And this is an interesting publication just this week in the journal Gerontology Medical Sciences that these wearable activity trackers, these high-tech devices that we can put on you to figure out how active you are, may actually pave the way for a better method to predict short-term death risk. And this study tells us that exercise data was more accurate than any other risk factor, such as smoking and medical history, at predicting how long someone was going to be on planet Earth.
Really? Are you surprised?
I'm not totally surprised, but it's interesting a little bit that it's even a better predictor than smoking.
Well, okay. There is, you know, when you think about it, it would seem to me this would be obvious. I guess that's what I'm
saying. But it's never been tested. But actually, they have actually quantitated how active you are, so we can measure it and not say, yeah, I'm a little active, I'm a lot active, but actually put a number on it, and this number correlates with longevity. And it seems like it would be correct, but the fact that it's the best predictor is what is not totally intuitive.
Got it. Okay. All right, let's see here. The whole business about pot smoking, we're back to that. Every week we have something about pot smoking. But I can understand this, especially with teenagers. I think this story emanated out of a story regarding teenagers using marijuana, right?
Well, not quite. This comes out of the American Heart Association meeting this week. And this is infrequent users. This is, you know, people who use pot about 10 times a month. And what the conclusions are from, and it's two reports, and if we don't have enough time, we may want to continue this. But
yeah, why don't we hold on for just a second, because I think there is an in-depth, we need to dig around in this and not let any strands hang there. So we'll continue to look at this, the connection to pot and your heart, as we continue on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Doug Steffen here at 28 after the hour.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. HomeAdvisor can help get you started. HomeAdvisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. HomeAdvisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project. HomeAdvisor.
Don't wait for Black Friday to get a great deal. Just head to the Dodge Black Friday sales event and get Employee Pricing Plus all month long. That means it's easier than ever to get a new Dodge Durango, the performance-driven SUV with available all-wheel drive. Whether you're rolling out with friends or family, Durango's 7-passenger seating capacity means there's room for everyone. Employee Pricing Plus is here all November long at the Dodge Black Friday sales event. Offers available on the purchase or lease of a new 2019 Dodge vehicle, excluding Charger and Challenger. Customer responsible for $200 administration fee. Must take retail delivery by 12/2/19. See dealer for details.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about the moment when the medevac landed to take him and other casualties to safety after a long battle in Afghanistan.
Medevac bird just comes in and lands right between us and the enemy. And, you know, guys are just pouring up from the vehicle patrol base to come, you know, take care of our casualties and reinforce the observation post.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
We're fighting the Democrats, but much more difficult to fight is the fake news, I'm telling you. And they're a partnership. I call them a partnership made in hell.
A packed house and a red, white, and blue rally as President Trump speaks in Bossier City, Louisiana, blasting the Democrats and the mainstream media. It's his first Keep America Great rally since the impeachment hearing on Capitol Hill starts.
Like, we need help to beat sleepy Joe Biden? I don't think so.
In other news, a shooting at Saugus High School in Santa Clarita, California, where a student pulls a gun from his backpack. He fires, killing two students, a 16-year-old girl and a 14-year-old boy, and then police say he uses the last bullet in his gun and shoots himself in the head on his 16th birthday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment. An early termination fee at Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Half hour of this version of Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Check out our podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. The most recent focus with Ken in the podcast has to do with the tests. Dr. Ken suggests that you get your A1 through 3 tests to talk about, to detect and figure out with a doctor if you have early signs of diabetes. We also have, we talk about sex and what happens to us when we have sex on our mind. All right, so,
got sex on your mind or not?
Unlike anybody else. Opioid crisis treatments, that sort of thing, in this podcast. If you're a male with a waist size over 35 inches and a female with waist over 33 inches, you're a candidate for dementia and Alzheimer's. You get the story behind the story for that. And whether or not you're ready for the flu season. You know, I had a conversation with a couple of doctors this week. You're going to get a chuckle out of this. The fellow who is that I use for my pulmonologist, who's a conventional doctor at Newton Wellesley Hospital here in the Boston area, he asked me, we were talking about the pneumonia shot. I think you and I talked about that, too, and whether you're supposed to have one or two and why you get them and how you get them. He asked me, when I walked into the office, the nurse practitioner thought that I had the flu. She heard me coughing, and so she gave me a mask to wear so that I wouldn't spread what she thought was the flu all around. So I said to the doctor, his name is Nitzberg, good guy, do I, you know, the mask and the flu, are these symptoms consistent with having the flu? And I didn't ask you that, but I wondered, as we were talking about it, I actually was thinking, you know, maybe I should have a flu shot. I've never had a flu shot in my life, and I never thought I needed a flu shot, and I don't know that I need one now, because my immune system reacted as it's supposed to, and that's really what you take the flu shot for, to enhance your immune system, right? Isn't that really what it's all about?
No, you take the flu vaccine to prevent getting the flu, and
well,
in my humble, if you didn't let me finish, in my humble opinion, regardless of anything you just said, you should get a flu vaccine at your humble age.
Well, so, my humble age.
And let me tell you, I'm getting mine today.
Yeah. Do you administer your own?
No.
Give yourself a shot?
No, I don't give myself my own, no.
Well, but you could.
I wouldn't recommend that.
Really? So one of your staff members does it?
Yes.
People in your office, yeah?
Yes.
And so have you ever had a negative impact? My father had a flu shot 1 year, I remember, and he got deathly sick. And that's kind of one of the things in the back of my mind.
The shot does not cause the flu because it's not a live virus. The inhaled, which we sometimes give to the kids, theoretically is an alive virus, theoretically, although I've never seen it myself, can cause the flu. The problem is it takes a couple of weeks for the shot to become effective, and everybody gets it in the middle of flu season, and often...
Too late.
Exactly. And then people will say, oh, the
so
shot...
Is it too late for me to get it then?
No,
why would
no.
I?
Between Halloween and Thanksgiving is the key time.
Really? And if I go to a drugstore to get the shot, will I get a different kind of shot than I would if I got it from the doctor?
No, well, we rarely
do that.
Come
to the same source?
You're interested in the mercury-free one, the thimerosal?
Absolutely, wouldn't have touched it.
And that is not routinely given to adults, but just ask for it, you know. And you can call ahead of time, and you're on Medicare, it'll cover it. So there's no reason not to, and it's a killer. I mean,
the cost would never be a factor. Money never factors into how I take care of myself. It might factor into a lot of other things, but I think there's nothing more important than your health.
What would be the reason? I mean, you saw how it put you down getting bronchitis.
Yeah, and well, and if I had had a flu shot, would that have?
No,
wouldn't have prevented that.
Because you didn't have the flu, but your immune system took a hit, and part of the artillery has been used up, and so you're not in full force right now, and when you will be is hard to say, and that's why if you're exposed right now, you're not going to have the usual amazing defenses that you believe you have.
Mm-hmm. Do you believe I have them?
Let me thread that needle. I do, but I still would recommend an annual flu shot for you.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. And I think I will. I think I'm changing my mind a little bit.
You know, that's because of you.
That's a milestone for me to decide to have a flu shot. That is a real milestone. And I'm not telling Jack Stockwell that I got one because he'll be all, take vitamin C and that's it. And I have all kinds of immune response stuff that I take, echinacea and vitamin C. And golden seal. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that's good for your immune system. But anyway. Okay. It's all good. Absolutely all good for you. Let's go back to this conversation we started a few minutes ago about frequent pot smoking and how it puts you at greater risk of a stroke or cardiovascular problems in general. So what's going on here?
Please. American Heart Association meeting this week in Philadelphia. Two important papers being reported about the effects of frequent use of marijuana, its effect on the brain, its effect on the heart. So smoking pot does not do your heart or brain any favors, according to these two new studies. First, frequent pot smokers, and this was defined as using it up to 10 times per month, more than twice as likely to suffer a stroke, these frequent pot smokers, compared with those who do not partake, this first study found. So that's a big, big deal. And then the second study, they're also more likely to be hospitalized for a dangerously erratic heart rhythm, according to the second study, an arrhythmia, a very rapid heartbeat. So it has bad effects on your brain, increasing stroke risk. It has bad effects on your heart, creating electrical instabilities that result in hospitalizations.
All right. So the word to the wise is there are certain the medicinal benefit. Medical marijuana is something that's used by people who are at risk anyway, and it's going to help you in many different ways. It just is. But to be using it in a sort of generic sense.
This is frequent recreational use.
Yeah, right. All right, well, let's see who listens to that and who doesn't. Next up on the Hit Parade is exercise as a focus of keeping your brain in shape. We've talked a lot in the last month or so about dementia, always talking about your brain, talking about the impact of drugs and whatever on your brain and whether you get Alzheimer's or whether you get dementia. So what do we have here in the exercise department?
This is good news. This comes out of Alzheimer's and Dementia Translational Research and Clinical Interventions recently that, Doug, just 10 minutes of exercise a day appears to sharpen mental prowess. Maintaining relationships and staying socially engaged also are important if you want to preserve your mental skills. So things we can all do to get rid of that dementia and just have our minds working better.
Always a good thing. Mind working. Mind, what's the old expression? Remember the old expression, put your mind in motion before, put your mind in gear before you put your mouth in motion. That's something that a lot of people don't do, but you want to have your mind able to be in gear, and that's why you need to, lots of fish and things that are good for it, the oils that keep your, the arteries flexible. Exercise pushes blood to your brain. That's good. Anything that gets blood into your brain and keeps those arteries functioning, that's what's going to save you from getting those diseases, right?
Get an exercise, buddy. You'll get it all done.
Right. Speaking of exercise, those of you who do a lot of exercising, maybe you're starting on a program and you got a few aches here and a little ache there, an ache everywhere, an ache. So Joint Formula 14 to the rescue. Lots and lots of our listeners are finding ache relief because they went to achefree.live, A-C-H-E-F-R-E-E, achefree.live, to discover the benefits of Joint Formula 14 and how easy it is to order it. And while you're ordering it to take care of your joints and take care of the aches and pains, then why not look at the stuff I use for Daisy May, my bulldog. It's a product called Leaps and Bounds. It also comes from the same place. So you have Joint Formula 14 for you and your aches and pains and Leaps and Bounds for your dog. Why not? Go to achefree.live, and there's a special buy one, get one free offer now. Leaps and Bounds for your pet and the Joint Formula 14 for you. Buy one, get one free. That's that BOGO offer we talk about. Buy one, get one free. Achefree.live. Why are you living with aches and pains? Go online now, get all the details, and order the product. Achefree.live. Special offer right now. Two for the price of one. Achefree.live.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Most of us remember our childhood best friend. The bonds we develop early in life teach us the value of friendship, and many of those bonds last a lifetime. Yet there is a debate in many American schools about banning the very concept of best friends. Some say it is exclusionary and mean, that it leads to cliques for some, while leaving others out. But the truth is that having good friends matters, and the ability to build relationships is vital to success. Schools cannot change human nature. Is it really their job to dictate social relationships or to worry about who likes whom? Kids need to make friends. That's healthy. And it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Next up here with Dr. Ken, a focus on what happens when you eat late at night, especially if you are a woman. What does it do, and why would it be different whether you're a man or a woman? Why does it make a difference?
Well, it's just another study involving just women. You know, one of the big criticisms in all the heart research decades ago that it was just men, and I guess this is some of the payback, but this is a study that just involved women, and it's going to be reported this week at the American Heart Association Scientific Sessions in Philadelphia. So eating more calories in the evening is associated with poorer cardiovascular health in women, and that's the headline from this study that we're going to hear a lot about, I think. So eating meals earlier in the day can help people lose weight, while eating later in the day may promote weight gain and slow down metabolism. We've been talking about that. Later mealtimes raise inflammatory markers that are usually associated with diabetes and heart disease. Setting strict meal times can help control blood sugar levels. So actually, and people who work out eat this way, actually eating more at the beginning of the day and less as the day goes on is the healthiest way, and we just don't eat that way.
No, we don't. I eat a lot during the morning when I'm on the air. I'm eating a lot of fruit and yogurt. Excuse me, and that sort of thing. And then I'll have something light for lunch. And then I usually have a meal, but it admittedly is later in the day, usually after dark when I'm finished working on the farm. So something to be concerning, something to be consistent with, something to be thinking about. Here's something else about supplementation. Biotin is in the news and how it affects your testing. What is biotin, first of all?
Vitamin B7, B as in boy. So the FDA is warning that high doses of vitamin B as in boy 7 or biotin in dietary supplements, they can interfere with hundreds of common lab tests, Doug, including, this is where it's important, some that emergency room doctors rely on to diagnose a heart attack. The troponin test. The problem has led to at least one death, and the FDA says a patient who was taking a high levels of biotin died when the troponin test failed to show he was having a heart attack. Foods containing the vitamin include liver, egg yolks, fish, meat, seeds, nuts, and some vegetables such as sweet potatoes. So other than what you get in a normal multivitamin, unless the doctor tells you to take extra biotin, in my humble opinion, I would stay away.
Stay away from it completely. I always wondered about diet. I've seen it around, biotin, but I have never really engaged in taking it. Coming up next year, questions for Dr. Ken from the health zone, if you will. A lot of things. This is sort of a personal thing, and so we'll get some personal questions and answers from Dr. Ken. It's 10 before the hour on Good Day Health.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Dr. Ken, some important questions. So questions for Dr. Ken, somebody that you can trust. People, I find trust is a very important two-way thing. You know, the old expression, if people don't trust you, then they're probably not trustworthy themselves. And in most cases, I have found with the people that I've engaged, the trustworthy quotient is exactly as is reflected, frankly. And you're somebody... And the reason that you have my attention is you're on this program is because I trust you. So a lot of other people do as well. So let's get at a couple of questions that are follow-ups to what we've been talking about here pretty incessantly because you're a cardiologist. People wonder, and the question comes on something that we talked about a few weeks ago, that is regarding oral hygiene. And if you are not good, if you don't take care of your oral cavity, that is your teeth, your gums, your tongue, all that area, it could cause heart disease. And this person wanted more information about the plaque. Is the plaque on your teeth the same plaque as is in, you know, we talk about plaque collecting in your arteries. Is it the same stuff?
Well, it's not quite the same stuff, but definitely the gateway to good cardiovascular health is through the mouth. And it's all the common denominator is inflammation. And breathing in our gums, if it's not kept under good control, is increasing excess inflammation, which will definitely travel to the circulation and increase the inflammation in your arteries. The pipes take the blood away from the heart. And this is what starts the plaquing in the circulation. These plaques get bigger, they rupture, you get heart attacks and strokes. So definitely make sure you get to your dentist, make sure that you have good hygiene. Ask your dentist if you also need to see a periodontist, a gum specialist, because that is exceedingly where the cardiovascular prevention can occur, knowing and having a good periodontist, a gum specialist, to make sure that you're not getting excessive plaque. in the teeth, which is this excess inflammation. There's often infection that's going on, and that's what you want to clean out.
So should everybody go to see a periodontist at some point?
Well, at minimum, ask your general dentist if I need to see a periodontist, because they're looking and they can make that good judgment. Certainly, if you have the ability to go and get an evaluation with a periodontist, I would not get in the way of that at all.
No, doesn't sound like it should be something you get in the way. All right, these questions all have to do with things that we've been talking about on the air. Here's the question about driving down insulin prices. Should I take a generic version of insulin? This is something, you know, a lot of people are talking about Viagra now coming out of what do they call it? They have a patent, right? So when these things come out of patent, do what follows? Are they as good as what was produced originally? 80 million people with diabetes want to know about generic versions of insulin.
Well, insulin is getting more and more excessively crazy expensive, and people do need some options. And I would definitely talk to your doctor about the possibility of using generic. And, you know, I don't want to prescribe over the radio, and that's why I'm not going to give out a blanket response for everybody, because this needs to be individualized. But I would definitely ask your doctor, if you're on insulin, can I go to a generic? In fact, in general, ask your doctor, because there are many really great generics these days. You know, you go back 20, 30 years ago, people thought generics, you know, oh, what's wrong with me? I have to have a generic. But today, there are some really great medicines in generics. I don't prescribe branded statins anymore, except for, well, let me say branded Lipitor or Crestor anymore, because those generics, or Suvastatin, Atorvastatin, are outstanding and save people amazing amounts of money. And there is one branded statin which we only rarely use, but most of the heart medicines that were around 10-20 years ago that are so common are now all in excellent generics.
All right, that's the word. Questions for Dr. Ken Kronhaus, here with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.